I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with David Austin, who's in the Department of Mathematics at Grand Valley State University in Allendale, Michigan. And we're going to talk today about the applications of conic sections. David, I think most people probably were first exposed to conic sections in maybe 7th or 8th grade, but they've been around longer than that, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Conic sections, our knowledge of conic sections is very old. Certainly goes back to the ancient Greek mathematicians. I think it's fair to say your average Greek mathematician had a more in-depth understanding of conic sections than your average mathematician in current times. So these are something that were well studied a very long time ago, and a lot of their properties were very well understood and also from several different angles.
We've mentioned some applications in the moment on conic sections, and another one, which is a crucial one, which I think is important to all of us, involves orbits. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, sure. So one place that is really quite easy to see the presence of conic sections is when an object moves in a gravitational field. So, for instance, you know, maybe the simplest or the place a lot of people are familiar with this is if you just throw something like a baseball into the air, it follows a parabolic arc. And for instance, if you go to a baseball game and a player hits a long fly ball to the outfield, you know, that's certainly exciting. But the most exciting thing to see there is just the parabolic arc that the ball follows. If you want to see one in your everyday life, walk down to the water fountain and press the button, the water that comes out of the water fountain, again, so it forms the shape of a parabolic arc, and it's really quite pleasant to see in some ways. So it's not too surprising if you take the perspective that, you know, objects moving around in the solar system are falling in the same way that a baseball falls in the, you know, Earth's gravitational field. It's not too surprising that conic sections might show up in that way as well. So for instance, the orbit that the Earth takes around the Sun on one hand is very close to a circle, but we actually know from a more detailed study that it actually follows an ellipse. And you can in fact, you know, see this. A lot of people are aware of this fact. If you pay attention to sunset times around the solstices, you can see, for instance, if you live in the Northern Hemisphere, in December, when the days are very short, a few days, maybe even a week before the winter solstice, you'll notice the sun sets a few minutes later than it did the previous day or the previous week. And this is really due to the fact that the orbit of the Earth in its path around the sun is elliptical rather than a circle, and it's the speed that the Earth moves in is not constant. And also, In the news, we periodically read about a comet that might be visible. Comets are objects moving through the solar system in an orbit that is, again, elliptical, but as opposed to the Earth's orbit, it's very far away from being a circular orbit. So it might appear in our sky for a brief period of maybe a month or so, but then we don't see it for several years later.
You mentioned the orbits are close to circles for the planets, and we always think of the Sun as being at the center, and with its ellipses, the Sun is at one of the foci, right?
Yeah, that's right. There's many different ways of looking at conic sections. The Greeks, I believe, originally thought of them as the intersection of cones with planes, and I think that's one of the ways you describe this in the Mathematical Moments poster, but also they're characterized by a collection of points called foci. For instance, if you wanted to build an ellipse, you could take two points and, say, a piece of string and two thumbtacks and tack the ends of the piece of string down on a piece of paper and then pull the string tight with a pen. And as your pen moves around the paper, it would trace out an ellipse. So the way we see this in the solar system is when objects are moving around the sun in their elliptical orbits, the sun is actually at one of the foci.
That's David Austin of Grand Valley State University, and in part two of the interview, David will talk more about applications of conic sections and how to visualize or see conic sections using an ordinary lamp.